through it, but it doesn't end in one day. The world works. Okay. Let's first discuss once more time the definition of what's called chotmo. Right? We saw the Gemara talks about chotmo. Literally, it's nose. Right? So we already saw in the Rosh Simen Chof, it's time to review a little bit, a machlokes, what the word chotmo actually means. Please turn to the Rosh Simen Chof. Pirush Rashi ba'ovi govo shemishapeh misham v'yor letzad rosho shenir shalnei naim yosem misham mekoma shebos ovi adam nosen enof. The Rosh says, according to Rashi, what is chotmo? That ring on top, where the thick part ends, and before it goes down to the narrow part, that top of that thick part, that's where your eyes focus. That's called chotmo. But beyond that, where it narrows, that's not called chotmo anymore. No, it's not chotmo. But on the way, the rif and the rach, say the chotmo by the pitim, means that the shipua kari chotem. On the contrary, where it narrows, it's called chotem. V'chein amet the bar, the minig is, shemi'ov v'govu ad ha-pitma posnach adad is called who? And so on to yavshus, chol psul mishem hodar. And that's what the korban asan we saw said before, in Osches. From Rashi, it sounds the top crown, if you will, the thick part. The rif is mashma, that's on the angle. So therefore, b'toruch lochosh l'chishneh l'chol ha-pirushim. The minig is that we accept both chumras. Alright? That's what it seems like. Fine. But if you look on the Rach, Rabbi Osai, give a look on the Rach on Lamed Hayamid Beis. Lamed Hayamid Beis is Rabbeinu Chananu. Talks about this. Take a look, please. The Rabbeinu, since print on the side of the Gemara. Nitla Pitmaso. We know what the Pitim is. Everyone knows what the Pitim is. Zok to Rabbeinu Chananu. It's towards the bottom. Chotmo shel Esrog v'shel Shanto. Whoa. Whoa. We know that the pitim is only the pitim. It's the we call it the protrusion, the very tip. We spoke a whole time last week about nitl pitim, the pitim falls off. The chotma never falls off. The we call the chotma never falls off. So it's neither nor. It's not Rashi. That's that ring around where the thickness ends. Nor, it's what the Rosh said, is it the narrowing part? Or was on an angle? Rather, it's a tippity top. It's a third pshat. That's what the Rach says. A third pshat. Totally different. Wow. If you take a look at both in the Ran, we have it on page Memtes. In our print. It's Yudzayin Bebeis in the old print. Tells you what Chotmo is. The first Ran on page Memtes. Right? It quotes Rashi, Kolshu, Vachem Amru. The top right, chotmo also mokum gavoa shetachas hanetz. Nates is the flower. She also came in nasal like a crown. The tippity 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 top. So there's three shitas. Rabbi Osai, with me? There's the top of the thick part. Then is the angle. Something goes on an angle, but gets narrower. And there's a little protrusion on top. Three different opinions. Three opinions. Wow. Tell me, the pitim is edible? Not the what we call a pitim. Piece of wood. However, if you look at the Meiri, he says beferish that the pitim is edible. Roy lachila. Look at the Ramban. We have a Ramban in the back. The Ramban is Hasogas on the Ravid. At the end of page Zion in our print. Okay. Take a look. He says as follows. He says, things are mekabel tuma, mesechta uktsin. Shara kol uktsin lo metamin, because haresha ain uktsin ala besofa. because the what you call the stem on the bottom is attached to the tree. That's not a food. Vayotze mechot mo shel esrog, what we call the pitten, mitame umitzdarev shunechol ki esrog. Rabban said it for the miri. It's edible. Apparently, in some kinds of, I saw in the picture books, sometimes the tippity tip is green. And it has the same edibility, or yellow, whatever you want to call it, as the acid, before you even get to that little wooden piece on top of it. A whole different story. A whole different story. A different story than that we're not used to. That's what the rach means, that's what the ran means. Right? That's what it means. Interestingly, if you look in the Rif, on page Memches, okay, Rif, page Memches, in the top, Nidla Pitmoso, Tanar Abitza Blas, Nidla Buchnoso, Pish Pitmoso, Dad Shel Esrog, Vuhu Chotmo. So, way, this is even less than that. The Dad we always understood to mean that piece of wood. No, that's how we understood it. That's how we understood it. Wow. So another shita. Another shita. That's called chotmo. Apparently, even that dad had the color of an estrog. We're passing a certain mare, that's menuma, right? Chotmo bekolshu. Can't be wood. Can't be wood. In other words, Rabosai, the Kafa Chaim says that if in the Eretz Yisrael, Dik Asrogim, are different than chutzlarts. And there is a stroll, the gastrogim, it's edible and it's green, it's yellow or green, and that's why the psalm can exist on the top. That's fine. Now, Rabosai, let's take a look and look in the one more time to review. We've seen it before. I'm going to give you a few extra makoras from different places. You may remember if you open up your Magen Avraham, Siman Tov Reish Mem Ches Sivkot and Tezayin. Again, we've been here before, but Chazar is always important. Okay, it says Posel Chazazis from the Chotem. Where does it say Kolshu? Says the Magen Avraham Tezayin. Hu Shiyeh Nirim LaAyin Sheog So Biyado Mabit. Right, you have to be able to see it with your eyes. Well, what else are you going to see it with? Says the Levushei Srod, who's calling them a bit more extensively, the same Russian. Avlam e nira lain machmas dakuso v'tzorach li stakalbo lohavi koshu. It's less than koshu. Kein ulashonim a bit. So the Magen Avraham only quoted a half a sentence. He, Levushei Srod, on that Magen Avraham, quotes the remainder of the sentence. I must tell you, this reminds me of another Magen Avraham. I'm surprised that I haven't seen people to compare the two. I'll show you another Magen Avraham in a totally different area of halacha. I want to show you should see it. You should see it inside. Hilchos Nesias Kapayim of all things. Kuf Chaf Ches. Long siman. V'lo yistaklu b'hem. We're not supposed to look at the hand. Any Kohen in the room? We're not supposed to look at the. Right? What do you? You don't look, right? We don't look at the. Nah. Ha'inanam yishum shal yasichu datam. Ken kosh shal yistaklu b'malkam acher. That's why you put a hand under the talus. You look down. Look in Reish Chavtes. The mashma loshen yistakel mashma. Dafkel yistakel harbe osur. What's Reish Chavtes? A rainbow. You're not supposed to stare at a rainbow. But if you make a bracha after I've seen it, that's what he says. You shouldn't be mistaken on the rainbow. But to look at it a little bit is okay. Ach no again, shlodiros cloud. Our minig is we don't look at the corner of his hands at all. Efsher, davdina zechel emikdash, tosam afilu riyabi alma havi asur bishin kvod hashchina. Im nistakal harbi emikdash, ain't of chaos. That's what it says in the Chazal. You start losing your eyesight. That's a famous joke. You say, look, you can't see one eye, you can't see in two eyes, you look a third time. No, I guess you never heard that growing up. Jewish folklore. Anyway, what you see from here, Rabbosai, you see from here that the word mistakim is to look very, very, very carefully. Very carefully. Very carefully. Okay? And that's the, it's called hadar, because you have it in your hand, because from here, from my hand to my, I can't see it. Right? That's what we said, the lulav is more strict, because the lulav is closer to you. Lulav is closer to you. That's what we spoke about before. Now, again, take a look one more time. Once you have the Vilna Gaon here, I want to show it to you. The Vilna Gaon is in Sifkaton Lamed Aleph. Very, very important. Lamed Aleph. Imu Shachar Olavim B'Mokom Echad Tzitza Mechabit HaZayin Posel Berubo B'Shnayim V'Shlozim Mekomos Dinech HaZazis Lipos Lafil B'Miyuto. That's a Gemara. But the question becomes, the Vilna Gaon Lamed Aleph, he says, more Sukkah Lamed Vav, Menumer, says the Shulchan Aruch, Begvonim Apsulin, Gon Kushi V'Lavan. That's to give an example, right? Shachar Olavan. Black and white, the Gemara says, Apostle Amaris. So in that case, it passes. Amimara Estrik, if it looks like an Estrik, O Kosher, it looks like another Mara Kosher, Kosher. Yeah, kosher. How do you know? Lamed Gimel, Lamed Aleph, it says Behedja. Omaloch Rava, Shnaim Vechule, Ela Vechule. No, this is typical Vilna Gaon speak. Ein Rashi Shem, Demasle Mine Vechule. Alma Mimara Vlo Posse Menuma. Whoa. Well, what's the Vilna Gaon talking about? Let's take a look at the Lamed Gimel, Lamed Beis. The Vilna Gaon speaks in shorthand, as always. You have to try to, you know, explain what he's driving at. Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. Okay, it's talking not about Estrix, before Estrix, it's talking about Hadassim. The top line of Lamed Gimel Beis. Shnai Meshosha Mekomas Havi Menumer Apostle. Menumer Apostle. The concept of Menumer is not limited to an Estrix, applies to Hadassim as well. So, Rashi, the top Rashi. The Lav Hoderhu Shari Anovim Shchoros Von Yerukin. Okay, here's a French word. Okay? So the Gemara says over here, watch this. Lo shanu, on the fourth line, Ela anav of shchoros. Abel anav of yurukos, mini da hadas of a kosher. Rashi mini da hadas ninu. Shemarein, shavalo, venu nirikim menumer. Oh. You see, the fact that there are, it's menumer with similar colors would not constitute a propsul of menumer. Ah, they can be docha the raya. That's green mamish. Exactly the same color as Hadassim. What about a different color, but it wouldn't be a Mara apostle? Says the Vilna Gaon, go back to the Gemara. Omer Papa, Adumos Kishchoros Damien. Omer Abchanina, Hai Dam Shachar Odom Hu Elishaloka. Rashi, Adumos Kishchoros Damien, the Lav Min Yoraku. V'zeh shachru v'isan l'chshei yabshu mat yoser yiyu shchorim, because red turns into black. Effective Nagon, who needs this? What do you need the lumdus for? That if it's red, it's going to really, excuse me, if it's red, it's comparable to black, which is no good. Red is by definition no good. Hadassim aren't red. You see a vart that had red not been considered black, it might have been good, even though it's not green. Look at the Vilna Gaon says. Read the Vilna Gaon, right? The Vilna Gaon says, Amasham adumos kishchores am Rab Chanina v'lovli tal Rab Chanina ha'balavach hikev and shenim imara hadass should pass lots menumah. That's what the Rosh has in Simon Yud Zayin. The Chazaz is Eina Mimare HaEstrog. The Imlokein Lohavar Amina Naflam Hamin Beis. Avol B'Shnayim Ken Hodetanya Kushi Lavan The Afamokom Echad Posel Berubo. The Chazaz is the Beis V'Gimel Mekomos Mishim Enumar U'V'Machad Echad Berubo. So the Vilna Gaon says it's only talking about a case of a marriage is Posel. Do we accept this Vilna Gaon? Is this accepted L'Halacha L'Maisa? Not so simple. The Shulchan Aruch says that way, in Sif Tezayin, yes, it's true. Not only that, But the Ramah, which we saw last week, in Sif Yud Gimel, quotes this leniency. You may remember this. Yud Gimel. What's Chazazis? Avabuos, right? Pimples. What do they call shchin? What word you use? Boils, right? V'yeshmo mamish shem mekomo nikum b'mishu shal ugvo mesrik. Ramah. L'chein yesh lahak shir osun Chazazis shekoyim b'dlosh nachaz mol or blat mol or bletlach, we call it. V'yeshmo einan gvo mishar esrik. V'yesh mishakosav. V'yesh lachshira mitam. V'nechshov emar esrik me'achad regil nios mahar bekach. Oh, it's considered to be a Mar Esrik. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. That's what we can be making. What's the Vilna Gaon say over here? Sivkon Chav Zayim. Kmo Shekotav HaRosh Sivkon Chav Zayim. Tipsul Chazazaz Mishum De'enami Mar Esrik. L'chein Niklav Kosher Afila Berubo Hov Mar Esrik. Afal Pi She'ein Mar Ein Shovin. V'hani came in the Regilin V'mar Esrik. Even though it doesn't look the same as the rest of the Esrik, the rest of the Esrik, let's say, is yellow. This bletel is a little bread, a little tinge of beige in it. These, you know, these bletel, they're not perfect, the same exact yellow as the rest of the Esrik. You know what I'm talking about, a bletel? It's a little line. It's not a yellow line. It's a bit of a different color. It's not black. It's not white. If the whole Esrik were that color, maybe it would be kosher, but it's still a different color, and still it's going to be kosher. Now, halacha l'maaseh, Rabbi Osai, look in the Mishnah Berurah. It's Sivkot and Chavav. See what it says. I get the halacha lemaaseh, it gets a little bit tricky. Sivkot and Chavav. Okay. Im mokom haniklaf, says the Mishnah Berurah, who meshuna mi b'marisa b'mari ha'esrog, afilu meniklaf rak rubo posel. If it's different, it would be a problem. It would be posel. But let's go a little slow. Slow. Now, im niklaf v'shnayim v'shlosha mekomos, afilu b'miyad esrog. Im eino domel shara esrik puzzle tave kiminumar chot b'mamasha v'yesh over the next line by the chavtes den lahakim b'chose rak davka k'sheim nishtana mocha makiluf l'mara puzzle go shocha v'lovan abu mara kosher en l'puzzle. Oh, great. Zok the Mishnah Berurah hu v'shas ha'tchak yesh l'smechose. Whoa. Get an impression from the Mishnah Berurah. Only mutter b'shas hadchak. Shas hadchak. Wow. Later on, the same thing comes up, Rabosai, the same exact shayla comes up with respect to menumah found in Sif Tesvov. Tesvov. Menumah is puzzle. Mishnah Berurah met Nunhei. Yesh or Mimdafka im Menuma begvon and psulin, Chazazis or Shachar or Lavon or Yorkis viasode, Vidino Kamashakosta the Kame Siftezai. Vyesh Omrim, Dafilu Menuma Bahabim Maris Ksheris, Gamkin al Koponamena Bechal Posel. It's not Hotter. And guess what? The Mishnah Berurah didn't decide over here. He quotes two opinions and reaches no decision. Earlier, he's Mekel only Bishas Hatchak. B'shas hadchak, and over here in Sivkot Samach Beis and Sharetzion, look in the Ran, Perek Gimel, Avol Shnayim Hashalosh Mekomos, Hevisham Shnei Deis Ben Yizeh, Das Agroa B'Siv Tezayin Logos we saw, Umi Desiyah Shoganorach Shem Dina Be'Gvon and Absulim, Mashma Lechor Desfil Kein Ladina, yeah, but Ulamaisa Tzarichin. After all said and done, the Mechab is Mekel, the Vilna Gaon is Mekel. But the Mishnah Berurah is not sure. It was only Mekel B'Shas HaTchak. If that's the case, Rabbi Osai, we should be careful when it comes to Bletlach L'Chatchila, even if it's not raised, because of a Chashash Menumah. Oh my goodness. Most people are not so strict. Not so strict. Wow. That's what emerges from this whole discussion. I didn't make it up. go back to our in the money in the bank. Hilchas chag b'chag mentions this possibility. Not looking for chumras, but you know, just follow the paper trail. He says as follows. Well, if he said tzorachim bebletlach she'en gvoim mishar esrog dafilu ein behem psul chazozis, that's for sure. Mikomakom kemen shemeshunim mishar esrog l'shita zu l'choresh la'achmir shlo b'melchom atchak al kapon v'shem menumar. Then he quotes a Shaar Tzion Nun Vav. What's the Shaar Tzion Nun Vav? What's there? Open up, please, the Shaar Tzion Nun Vav. Okay. Well, if you time Zed, it's if cut Nun Mishna Brura. I feel Gavon Misharetz Vikosher, and I've committed Mechazazes from Bechotmo or Besham Mechamis. According to why, it's considered to be Mar Esrik, right? Nun Vav Dogal Meravav. Yeah. Second, you need the prima garden. Shekasa the last two lines. Shav shachar azadus l'mar psula. Mikomago baroa mar psula alavabu ayin aposel. Shadaka bekach. Imkeng shem shem chazad shem chazadus aleha mishum shem gavo meesrik. I feel a chot manam mikosher. Yeah, but the problem is back. Going back to the Hilchos Habachag page Kuf Samach Aleph on the bottom. Okay. The mevuah may be agra the lashita zu afilu beregilim eshchichem biesrik shemivada daka mekach pasim eshchinimara akpanim enumahu tzarachin. The Vilna Gaon said it's all habatayin. He's only making b'shas atzchak. Well, from now on, I have to tell you, I'm going to next year have to be a little more careful with my bledlach. I was the biggest mekel there was in the bledlach. The Ramos mekel gamarnu, right? The Ramos is klar. If you give it, it's not a problem. It's not a problem, right? No problem. It's okay. If it's gevoim mishar esrog, if it's high up, nu, then it's only b'shas atchak. That's what the Mishnah Berurah writes in Sifkot Nun. But if it's not gevoa, which most of our bletach are more or less the same height as the esrog proper, we'll make it like this. I've been thinking twice. Not so fast. So people look for what they call a clean esrog. They're not crazy. There's a I'm not discussing, you know, you want to show up for their friends. I'm just discussing because for the Rabbanu Shalom. A clean esrog has a significant plus. You don't get involved in this particular shayla. It's not as much of a slam dunk as I always thought. That's what emerges from page Kuf Samach Aleph. Look it up. If you think I'm wrong, let me know. If you think he's wrong, let me know. So far, he sounds right. He sounds right.
Probably
going to
change what
he's
doing
in the lesson. I don't know. It's hard to make changes in these things. I'm so used to this. Okay. Rabbosai. Ad Khan, we close this sefer, Hilchos Habachag, and I want to discuss with you from the other sefer, which is called Oz Behodar, which I left in my office for the moment. If I need it, you'll have to get it for me. For the moment, we'll say from Torah Shabbat Peh. I mentioned to you there's a Brisker Rav. Now, the Brisker, this little Brisker Rav was printed Mochas Yom HaKippurim Tovshin Chof Aleph. Exactly a year after the Brisker Rav passed away, Kavor Shana Miyom Amar, Shehum Torah, the Brisker Rav passed away in Erev Yom Kippur, so they gave a little bit of a taste. Before the big sefer on the Rambam came out, a little taste. The first thing they printed. What did they print? They had God and Mechaber. What's it not? Kiddush HaChodesh, Yuma and Sukkah. Why they chose this first? Lo Yodea, but that's what they chose. So on Sukkah, he has some important things. Masech the Sukkah. We've seen a few. If you remember that, if you have a good memory, whenever the Brisker Rav says that, we try to jump on it. We had a Daf Dalet, if you remember that. Who's who remembers that far back? About the Psul of less than 10 Tvachim. Oh, famous Brisker Rav. Svei Dinim. Oh, yeah, sure. Oh, I remember this. Then he has something on Daf Zayin, which he spoke about that also. Daf Lamed. Oh, that's about Baba Kama de Gazan. That we didn't do. Even though it's great, we're not looking about Baba Kama this year. It's all about Gzela. Now we have, this one. It's called Bedin Nital Ukzo. Okay? We'll read it. Nechaba Rishonin. We spoke last week a long time. Is it Ukets? Is it Choser or not Choser? Look in the Rush. He says as follows. Zeh miktas uuket shenichas atoch esrog harayok esrog. I mentioned this to you last week, if you recall. But I didn't read it to you inside. The part that is a crater on the bottom of the esrog, which has a stem. Whatever goes in the crater is part of the esrog. And then we can say it's considered to be chaser. This could be said. Nonetheless, al kaponim lo odif mi niklaf the kosher. Rabbi said niklaf, the peel is certainly a part of the esrog, and yet the Gemara says niklaf is kosher. It's not considered psul chaser. Rabbi said, here's the comparison he's making between, we saw already in the Rishonim, to the ukats and the klipa. Lo pasta chisaron rak mepsara esrog levad v'lo beklipasa. Hakinam izeh ukats and niklaf asocha esrog lo odif mi klipa. The beniklav gufe pligi arishonim. He goes against the Chazanish. That there really is a machlokas of Rishonim. The Chazanish says, no, it's a mistake. There's no real machlokas. We spoke about that last time. Almost no machlokas. The Rosh Mefarish, the Rosh Lama, the Niklef HaKlipa HaYeruka. V'lo Nisha Mimena Klum B'Ovi Rak Menira HaLovon U'mikom Makom Kosher. So Rabbo said there are four parts of an esrog. He said, 1, 2, 3, 4. Right? Go backwards. 4 is the central part which has some juice and then some seeds. 3 is the majority, the vast majority of the esrog, which are very, very thick peel. That's the majority, as we'll see later. That's a sign of a esrog kosher as opposed to a muruk of a lemon. Well, lemon, you know, the peel is very thin and the whole thing is juice. Esrog, most of it is peel, only a tiny bit of juice. Okay? So far, so good? I showed you the pictures. I'll show pictures again. Then there are still two more levels on top. What is there? There is what I call the thick skin and the thin skin. It's called skin, but it's thicker and the thinner. The outer sheen of yellow, what do you call it, gold plated? Yellow plated. And that's because it's yellow plated. It's yellow plated. Right? So the yellow on top, the tip, in between is a little bit of a, something which is greenish or some other color, which is not the white of the main part, nor is it the sheen on the outside. That's also considered to be a level. There are four levels. It says the Rush learns Niklav Klipa Viruka means Lonishim Mena Klumba Ovi Rak Nimer Halavan Mikom Mekom Kasher. Ukanim Mechalek Shambein Im Niklav Vemokom Mechad Adlum Komas Har Bedos Posel Mishim Shini Mara. This is the sheet of the Rush. Fine. Very nice. Aval Rambam Meforesh the Niklav Atzaloma Shechoser Mea Klipa Yeruka Aval Mikom Mekom Nisha Mimena Ma'at Ba'ovi Shenisha Yorah Kamo Shoya. Avalim Hustra Kola Klipa at Shenira Alav Nunes Shibatocho. Ein Zem Mechlal Niklaf Rak Mechlal Chose. Yun Shabaram of Apir Sharav the Mishnah is Shom. Says the Ram is a big Machman in the Rosh. Therefore, Gabinita Lukas in a book, the Tolibach Plukta. Why? The Shkots of a Riff. The Gabinita Lukas in a book, no Lo Mifsel. Rakim Lonisha Klumi Ukas Avalim Nisha Masha Bifnim is kosher. Why should it be kosher? But there's something underneath the esrog line which is missing. Vahainu Kashida Sarambam. The Gabin Niklaf Inan Shishora Mashu Meklipa Yeruka. Vilahoch Yavi Baklal Choser. Hochanam Behocha the Kavasa. Aval Ika Rachilaku Benanitla Ukas Hayotzi Bechut Sapri. The Zelo Havi Bechla Pri. Klal Boninian Truma. Al Zelo Dithna the Nitla Luxo Kosher. So he says, what? Nitalukzo, what will happen if the ukats is removed? Is it considered to be chaser? What are they fighting about? They're fighting about the part which is inside, we'll call it within the line of that crater. He claims that Briskarov, that the machloikas here is comparable to a machloikas which exists in Niklaf. How strict are we when it comes to chaser? Do we say the chaser has to be from the esrog proper, in which case presumably the ukats would not be considered to be chaser? Or would we say no, that even if you take a little bit part of the outer peel, it's still called chaser? Well then, taking away part of the ukas which is within the crater would also be chaser. I'm just giving you this. I don't want to pass over the brisker up. Just reading it to you. It's one column, and whether it's correct or not is not completely clear. We don't know if the whole machlokas is correct or not. Chaznish is no mach. told Machlokas that he's basing himself doesn't exist. It's just a misunderstanding. So then you can't say this way. Okay, but that's just why you know. This is what it says over here. Okay, that's what it says. Fine. Is it true? Again, we said it's not completely true. Fine. Not everyone agrees. But leave it out for the moment. What the Achronim say about this is not completely clear either. A whole machlekes, a whole discussion, which, again, we spoke about already last week. We're not going to go into it again. Okay, fine. Now, I want to discuss with you a Taz. A Taz is Sifkot and Hay. We spent a lot of time discussing the issue of the pitten that fell off. I don't want to go repeat the whole discussion of it. I saw more books and more pictures. They're very fascinating pictures. I'm still going to be making a nutshell. Despite that the Hilchos Chag is Machmer, we're not going to follow him because it's against the consensus view. But take a look at the Taz, Sifkot and Hay. Okay? Says the Ramo in Siv Beis. V'nogu l'hachshah anakom v'nasu v'il l'idei ha-kotzim haf al-pi sheyesh b'mechusorin shezeo darach d'elasan v'yu imroba she'ein ha'or v'abosu kayim toch ha-negav posel l'svar rishona haf al-pi sheyein ha-mefulosh shazatchak yeshok l'svar ha-achrona l'hachshah chusorin she'ein ha-kisor v'ein ha-negav mefulosh. On what basis do we make them? Says the Tassif Kotten, hey, mashma d'im yesh sofik v'zeh im abosu kayim aslina lekula. Why? Kevan shadeh rishona she arrived sfirle afila bevale yesh chisaron kosher kol she'enim befulish v'ne chisaron kis. Remember that the 2 days in Siv Beis, according to the first day, it's only going to be a problem if it's either befulish, it goes all the way through, or it's keiser, the size of a coin. But if it's neither, then it's no problem. So obviously if it's a suffix, whether there's a the aura buser is kayim or not, it's certainly going to be kosher according to the Raivet Shita. Shaper nismok olel b'suffix l'cholapochas. It's a svek sveka. U'bishamachi nirali shekosu v'ramon kana v'shas atzchak eshokal k'svar ha'achrona v'lokosu v'techav achara plukta. Why did the Ramo, what a brilliant dig of the task, why did the Ramo wait to say v'shas atzchak eshokal k'svar ha'achrona? He should have said this 4 lines earlier. Yes, Omrim, the Gam Nekab of Foolish Binyan Chisaron, Mashu, Shem of Foolish Binyan Chisaron, you should say right then and there. Shazatzchak, Eshok, Svar, Achrona. Why do you wait? Why do you wait? El Lahoros Khan, the Ed Isel, Beroin, Shein, Abbas, Akayim, Abba Besafi Kosher, Shebishas, Azchak, Samchina, Svar, Achrona, Kil Bavarin, Abbas, Akayim. So it's kind of a svek svek, Rabosai. Says the Taz further, venerally poshut, there's a mari bishal koponim lo nikiv atchad hazera. Diim lokein, if it went all the way into the chadre hazera, the hole went all the way into the center, which has the juice and the seeds. The juice and the seeds. Yeah. He says, yesh psul. 1 second. The imlokein, if it went into chadre hazera, I feel a bus of kaim esh psul mitam neka mafulish kibo besamuch in sivkot and dalit. Sivkot and dalit. So if it went all the way into the center, then it's no good. Vim yesh sofeg im magia lechadre hazera gam ken kosher. Why? Kaim and then chesar and klal miktam shezacharti kaim and the lo arrived kosher I feel a mafulish. Again, the same exact principle of Svek Sveka. Svek Sveka. Take a look, if you will, in the Levushe Srod, who explains this. It's in the Bifnei Atzmo, he says. But Nek of Shein Bechisorin, who move on, I will be Yesh Bechisorin, came in the Gamla Raimid, Eino Kosher Bebirur. What does that mean? To'im hu at Chadre Zera Posel. If it has a chesaron until chadve is there, it's possible. Imikav agav nag befulish shemachil la machshirina af al gav la ravid yesh bo svek sveka. One, Shema Einu Ad Chadvei Azera. In fact, and Veshema Ad Chadvei Azera Einu Nekam Afulish. Remember the Rosh called the Raven? They have to go through and through, not just to the middle, to the other end. Connection to the Raven at Kosha Bechel Svek Svek Azera. Become a go. Came in the Lachok of the Raven Puzzle. Will the Raven's Gufa Einu Ad Svek Sveka? You know why? Because the Raven is a Shittas Yochid. That's why. It's not a 50-50 Suffolk. Not a 50-50 Suffolk. That's why we cannot use the Raven over here. Because it's not a 50-50 Suffolk. It's a Shittas Yochid. Oh, this is as far as this port is concerned. But we began the Shir today by discussing three or four different opinions. What's considered to be chotmo. Chotmo. Maybe we should say, Rabosai, is a sfek sveka, which we can use in a suffik chaser. Because even though we say that when it comes to chotmo, it's a problem. Chotmo is a problem. Yes, even a smaller amount, but that's only, Rabosai, if you know for sure what the chotem is. Chotem is. We don't know. Okay. So this, is it considered to be choser? Is it considered to be the chotem? You also have the raven, which you spoke about. And there's another kula in the Dakei Moshe. But nonetheless, we don't like to put all these kulas together because it's a serious, serious shaila, so we should try to avoid these things, even though there'll be a tzat to be makel on the grounds. So we consider the chotem all along, the Rosh calls the chotem, is not really the chotem. Not really the chotem. Fine. Rabosai, we have this beautiful Rabbi Akiva Eger. I showed it to you yesterday on the screen. It's not in Shulchan Aruch. It's only in Drush V'Chiddush and Chav Testament base. We said that the Mogen Avraham that we saw earlier today, as we just see one more time, we saw it earlier today, that it requires, so we started the beginning of the Shir, Siv Kotten, Tezayin, Shu Nirin LaAyin Shoksu Biyodo, right? So Rabbi Akiva Eger is a chiddush, and he said this kul is only true with respect to hodor, but it wouldn't be true with respect to chas or the kichatam. Only hodor depends upon your, the eyesight, right? That's what Rabbi Akiva Eger says. It is drush v'chiddush, but he doesn't say it anywhere in Shulchan Aruch. Other poskim don't have it. You know why? Because they hold that chaser is also possible mishum hadar. Yeah, it has to be that way. Just to show you one more time. You said it 10 times already. Turn to the mechaber, tof resh mem tes sif hey. You've seen this so many times. Never enough to see it. Haven't seen it 101 times. Not close. There's no psul hodim in shayomim. Frektich the kasha, but what about the gemara? Let's take it back. If that's the case, Tosis brought a raya. Oh, the Rama. What did Rama say? V'yesh poslin, v'kol shiva. Except what? Chaser kosher b'shayamim. Why is chaser different than anything? It's a mefurash gemara chaser. Why is chaser different than other things? According to this, the answer is that chaser is based on the kicha tam l'kachtel lachem b'yom arishin only. Whereas hadar, according to the opinion of the Ramah, applies all 7 days. Take a look, Rabosai, in the Mishnah Brura on this siman tov resh mem tes sif. Hey, see how he explains it. Mishnah Brura, Siv Kotten Lamed Hey, Chaser Kosher B'Shayamim, L'Chule Yalma, the Mishnah Daraisa B'Gvul and Shayamim Zechel B'Mikdash, Iker Ad L'Kicha or Abba Minish L'Belulah V'L'Kicha L'Chalecha D'Echad N'Zei Atzmo, Tikun Gam B'Shayamim Kein Daraisa. Aber bechaser lo tikkun, because why? It's a separate lekicha tam. Udvarim shetama mishum sheino hadar. Yesh teretz beposkim. The Rambam is machshir. The Rosh is machmir. The sasim ramal lekamei baze kavosayu. The Rama is machmir in this shaila. Why?
Right here.
Amayyavish omenuma shapaskal kol shiva yamim. Boom. So the Rabbah said, it comes out that according to the opinion of the Mechaber, which he calls Rav Poskin, you must say that chaser is possible mishum hadar. Chaser is possible mishum hadar, and hadar is kasher all seven beyond the first day. How did the Mechaber know that hadar is kasher after the first day? How do you know? It's only one place in Shas that they missed. Only one place in Shas that Chavtes sounds the other way. One place in Shas, Rabban, that's only based on Mikdash. One place in Shas, Chaser. So if you're that Chaser is Mishum Hadar, this proves Hadar is only the first day. That's exactly the Mechaber. The Ramah holds that, like Tosfos and Rashi, Chaser is Nudin Lekicha Tama. That Drush is not found anywhere in Shas with respect to Chaser. I told you many times. It couldn't be because it wasn't against the Rambam and everybody else in the Mechaber. So therefore, if that's the case, it's going to come out Rabbi Kivager is incorrect according to the Mechaber. Kivager says that although the Mabit said you have to look from here at arm's length, by Chaser it's not true, Rabbi Kivager says, because the Kichatama. No, but according to the Mechaber, Chaser is also a Shul Hadar, should also be viewed at arm's length. Also. So in the Sefer Oz Behadar as a Kasha against his Svardisha Rabbanim. You know, the Me'edot HaMizrach. Why are they following Rabbi Kivager? There's a time against them. Your Me'edot HaMizrach, Svardi Tahor, you have no business being machmir Rabbi Kivager. Rabbi Kivager is against the Mechaber. Why against the Mechaber? Baran Bet Yosef. Baran Bet Yosef holds that Hadar is not a problem past the first day. Where did he get it from? The Gemara by Chosin. That means Chosin is possible. Mishum Hadar, then my bid applies. Why did his Sephardic colleagues find Rabbi Kivager? He doesn't understand. Unless you say they are scared of Ashkenazi perhaps. Ravadi would scream again, don't forget the Ashkenazi, forget about them. This father Sephardic Psak, Maran Bet Yosef, Marad Aral Yisrael, and his whole save is based upon that. Well, maybe today's Sephardim are not so confident. Maybe that's going to have a point. That's chat number one. Yeah.
Do we have to say that the Mechaber holds that Chaser is Mishum Hadar?
Has to be.
Because otherwise you have no reason to say that Hadar only applies.
Exactly. The Gemara of Chav Tess is the other way.
Right.
The Gemara of Chav Tess is Loshna. The Rabban wanted to twist himself into a pretzel. No, it's only talking about the first day, which is the rice or the Mikdash. Oh, it's the Mikdash. Those are talking about the Mikdash. The Mikdash, it's no good. Your Hadar all 7 days. That's a chiddush difficult about the Mikdash. Mikdash. Yeah, well, Rabban says Beferish, because it's the first time we see Beferish and Shas that the lulav passed the first day in Mishnayos, I should say, is the Mishnah on Daf Mem Aleph. But Rishona was only 1 day, and his Yerucha Mizakei 7 days Eichel the Mikdash. Until that, from the Mishnayos perspective, only discussing the first day. Why is therefore the Gemara of Chav Tess talking about past the first day? Must be the base of Mikdash. That's not the Pashim Shah. I'm going to show you later in the Gemara. The Pashim Shah is not that way. But the Rabbi had no choice because Chos is Mishim Hoda. And think about it again. If I wouldn't be an Ashkenazi, I'd follow the Maran Bet Yosef too. I wouldn't follow Rashi and Tosis. They made up their own drasha with it. Tanoim. They said Chos is Pashim Shah Lekicha Tam. There's another one in Shas. Nowhere. Sanchas. I would have said it's all harder. If it's all harder, you're stuck with the conclusion. Harder only 1 day. But of course, I can't become a Sephardi just for a week. Because I like it to help me out on Sukkot. Probably have Chumras too. I don't keep track of what Chumras and Kulas we have. We have to follow our own Mesorah. That's all. Finished. Okay. But then he suggests, Rabbi Osai, in the Sefer Oz B'Hadar, that not all Hadar is created equal. Quotes lunch of the Ramban. The Ramban says, commenting on the Ravid, he says, Kushi v'lovon postnin v'chotnin b'mashul, etc. V'ein tzorech lomar nizdak b'chotno v'nikiv ben shechosin ben shelochosin. What do you mean v'ein tzorech lomar? He holds the opposite of some other of the Ran suggested. Ein tzarach lama means it's more obvious that nistak is a greater chesaron of hadar. Rabbosai, is a greater chesaron of hadar than chushi v'lovan. So maybe Rabbosai, the Melad Avram is makel on the matlakdem abit only the first category of hadar, which means amara. Amara is no good. There, Rabbosai, we can be makel. What happens? Go back again to that same place we started the shiur. The same place. It's chazazis. Chazazis is a bad mara, right? That's only nira la'ayin. But nistak, even though nistak is a harder issue, and so is chazazis, nistak is a more flagrant violation of harder than is chazazis. That's derived from the inference of the Ramban's lashon of ein tzarach lomar. And therefore we should say that Ash the Sfardi poskim are correct to follow Rabbi Kivege. Because Rabbi Kivege is right, not only if we say that Chos is a chesaron of Lekicha Tama, but even if you say it's a chesaron of Hadar, it's comparable to Nizdak, Nizdak is also worse than Amara Postus Chazozis. How do you know? From the expression of the Ramban, V'yein Tzorach Lomar. You remember the Rival is exactly the reverse. The Rival is exactly the reverse. That Chaser is more kal and does not passel b'chol no b'mashu. That's what we mentioned that before. That was the Das Yochel we call about. That's the Ravid. Ramban and the Ravid are at cross purposes, exactly opposite. According to the Ravid, Rabbosai, Chaser is less of a chesaron of hadar than chazazis and mara pasel. And according to the Ramban, ve'ein tzarach lomar fakert, it's more chamur. That's a question. Which way to go? All of them are arguing about it. Now, nonetheless, Rabbi Osai says the Oz Bahadur, that explains by Chotmo. Because by Chotmo, the Ramban said, the Ein Tzarech Loma, Nisib Chotmo, is worse. But some of his Sephardic colleagues were machmir not only in Chotmo, but even Bekulo, even the bottom, that they would take their magnifying glasses to look for Chosr, like Rabbi Kivege implies, because it's not a question of arm's length, but it applies only to Hadur. So he's left with a kash on them. Maybe they hold him. I'll give my own answer. Maybe we could just say that such a problem, this kind of suk chomer, is more chomer, requires checking with her very carefully, even bakulo, even though it's not b'mashu. Maybe. I'm trying to defend the Sephardic rabbis. But you don't need a magnifying glass. That's for sure now. He quotes Abchaim Kanievsky. Where does Abchaim Kanievsky say it? In his Sefer Derech Amuna, Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel. That's when these things come up. You know, looking at agricultural products. He says, in discussing an Esrog there, because Esrog is found in Masechet Shviyos, that you follow your eye. And where else did he say it? It applies to a Sefer Torah, Tefillin Mezuzos. You look with your eye. And Kol HaTorah Kula. Bugs. You look with your eye. What we see under a glass is halachically, catch us now, irrelevant, bein l'kula, bein l'chumra. It's something amazing. And if to my eye it's doubtful, whether it's a marakosh or a puzzle, and I take a glass, it doesn't make a difference if the glass shows me that it's certainly puzzle or certainly kosher, it's still halachically a suffix. How do you like that? The glass cannot be mavar the suffix. That's an amazing statement. The glass cannot be mavar the suffix. So therefore, the svek sveka that we spoke about works, and the dake moshe tzir we mentioned earlier works. So there's room to be lenient in some of these things. Okay. Now, we spoke about shachar before. Who wants to translate shachar? Black. Now, an adam kushi. So sometimes in America today, I think today they're called African Americans. Is that the right word to use?
I think it's officially now black again. I don't know.
Black again?
Yeah.
Are they really black? I'm asking a question. Yes or no?
No.
What are they really?
Brown.
Dark brown. Yo, we're not going to talk. I'm not speaking sociology. They know there's a whole tumult in that community. How brown are you? You know, the light skin, dark skin. I'm not getting involved in between the topic with that people who are of white skin should not be discussing. Too dangerous. but everyone knows that that's I'm not telling any secrets that the world doesn't know. Whatever, I don't get involved in that right now. But you know, whatever. It's too sensitive a topic to talk about, even in a small crowd. But in any event, he claims that the word kushi is dark brown, not black. But he says shachar, black, is a posel to kavachomer from dark brown. Kavachomer from dark brown. Now, what about these little black dots that we spoke about? We said they come from an outside source, from the recessive. They spritz it with incesticides or whatever they using on it. That causes it to happen, and presumably it would be kosher according to the Mabit. Give a look at the Mishnah Brewer on both sides. Sifkotin Memtes. Watch this. He says, "Dafkik shenol chazazus mi atzmos haesrok, aber mashenasim mekoma okum vaodom, makom sheoktsim osa kotsim kosher." What mean kotsim? Outside sources. I read you now, Rabosai, from the Dirshum, because I have it in front of me. Okay, in the kudos shchoros shenidbuku ala esrok because agorim chitzoni kigon risus. What's risus mean? Again, I told you, spritz, resisin. Kosher b'shut ma'abit chelagal gimel simen memtes p'chinas b'shloim mazal ben Orbach v'agri Kernevsky, there's a stipula she'enon poslos. Baruch Hashem, this could be a very good, and Esther could have these little tiny black things. They don't posel because it's coming from the outside, right? It's an external kind of a thing, right? What is chazazis? Something which comes from the inside. What we saw, grav sheba odom shtemetagamin el chazazin shumereyase shesh ba odom toch gufo umerene parech lechutz. That's chazazis, is like shchin, like the mitzriyim at shchin came from some systemic problem on the inside which manifested itself with boils on the outside. And we saw the Alter Rebbe last week. Of course, the problem becomes if outside changes in color don't count, what do you do with the Mishnah Berurah, Rabosai? Sivkot Chav Vav Niklaf. If it's peeled. If it's peeled, it's a problem. Obviously, peeling is from the outside. And not only that, you'll say, well, the Mishnah Berurah never held like the Alter Rebbe. The Alter Rebbe is also Mekel. It's coming from the outside. What's Psha, Rabosai? So the suggestion is made, what is niklaf? Niklaf only the outside sheen, which is very, very, very thin, right? Or no. Nice wants to say that niklaf, Rabosai, is going to be not a problem. Even the Alter Rebbe agrees. Well, take it back. Niklaf, even though it's on the outside, is a problem. So now the question is going to be, a problem of what? Right. Alter Rebbe himself. I think it's worthwhile chazering. We'll see the first one we saw last week. See this week, and we'll see if we can make heads or tails of it. Where are we? I can't say. I've lost myself. Shulchan Aruch Harav. Orach Chaim. Last week we saw Sif Chav Gimel. Go there first. Review. Ein Echazaz Lo Shini Mar Pols Nelem Kem No Odom Mi Atzmos Esrog Amachaz Oksim Shem Kutzim Nasav Abakom Zadum Vakumim Koshen Blatmo Koshen. Fine. So it has to be from the Atzmos Esrog. But yet, same Alter Rebbe, same exact source, says Ovi and Sif Tazayin. Where do we make up by Niklaf? Shav Marisa Lamara Gvan Esrog. Abba Meshudim Marisa Mimara Esrog. Ena Kosher. Elam Kenamokam Shav Niklaf Umiyot Esrog. and in befuzim b'shnayim b'shoshim mekomos elu kulam b'makom echad v'ino b'chol m'shal esrik elu b'chol m'lamata like chazazis ribbeinu shalaylam. Why? It's from the outside. It's from the outside. Simply, is there a steerer of Osai in the Alter Rebbe? It's a problem. It's worse, right? It's worse. Nikolov is worse. So now the question becomes, what about these Nakudos Shechoros? These Nakudos Shechoros. Maybe they're also worse. Maybe they're also worse. Maybe they're also worse.
What are the Nikudos Shechoros?
Like, if they apparently when they spray things, little black dots on the outside, the very outside of the esrog.
It like dyes the esrog.
No, they're black spots on top. Now maybe you can remove them. It's another question. But maybe you just can't get them out. They adhere too hard. Too hard. Now, so he wants to suggest that if you say that niklaf extends to the very outer sheen, then it's a problem. But if not, it's not a problem. I mean, that's the logic that he's suggesting. Niklaf is worse for some reason. We don't know what the reason is, but if there's a black dot on the outer sheen, it's the equivalent of when the outer sheen is missing. We saw before, I thought the Brisker was assumed was a machlekes. If the outer sheen is missing, is that called niklaf or not called niklaf? That's what the world assumes. Chazish is not that way. Okay? But everyone agrees it's not a problem. But that, the assumption is that it is a problem, according to the Sermon Rishon. So if it's a problem, if you take away that outer sheen, it's an equal problem if you have a black spot in the outer sheen. So that's what he says to the Machlokas between the Mishnah Brewer and the Chazanish. But I'm a little troubled, as I don't have to say it with me today. Remind me tomorrow to show you. I think he himself thinks the Chazanish is right, and no one ever argued on it. That everyone agrees that that outer sheen is nothing. So that's going to be, it's going to be kosher, despite the fact that niklaf is a problem. And even though he will say the black lattice is like niklaf, because niklaf is not the outer sheen. It's only if it's a little bit, what we call the thicker skin. That's the sheet which I prefer. I prefer that sheet. But again, I don't have to say it in front of me today, so if you remind me tomorrow, I'll try to bring it in and show you what he says. Fine. Rabbi said there's a bir halacha in Sif Yud Gimel, which is also important, which we saw once before, but it's, again, chazara. Watch this. Ayin Yalei Rabba, we say what? It's only an internal problem. Hevi me aguda, the b'makom sheshokev al kotzim, goda b'chazazis. Wait, kotzim. I thought kotzim, it says an outside source. Look on, v'nitchak liyashiv v'shari tshuva, t'shamu gavoh b'sharesu. Let's take a look, Rabosai. We need Shari Tshuva. If you don't see the Shari Tshuva, you can't attend the Bir Halach. Let's look at the Shari Tshuva. Chof Beis, it's called here. Ayin Beli Rabba Shevi Me'aguda De B'mokom Sheshokhev Al Kotzim Goda B'chaz Oziz. It's no good. Hared Lo B'inon Shendol Me'atzvus Esrug. Oy vey. Therefore, he says, Yesh Tahach Me'b'hach Dina De Mavit. So we should reject the Mavit. And he has daiti the akdina the ma'bit she nasek mekoma okum ve'odom ein bo gavos misharesu val derech shekosev rambo lahachshir osin shekon mul v'agud the kosev shegodal chazazis machma sheshochef v'al kutzim v'derech yilut sheva mekom ahu nasek gavoh meesru when higher v'nasek chazazis me'atzmus gidol esru kuposel. Oh boy! The very minute it extends beyond the skin, higher up, that means by definition it must have come from the inside. So even though it starts from the outside, but if it affects it so much that it sticks out, it must be systemic and not external. Rabbi, if you have something on your hand, what is it? Is it external or systemic? If it's a dermatologist, he'll say, it's only external, don't worry about it. If it's systemic, whoa. A problem, you should go to a real doctor. I mean, you should go to an internist. He's not external, he's an intern. There are no more doctors, they're called internists. That means they worry about the intern, everything but till the skin. So if it goes past the skin, it's not the dermatologist, it's into an internist. He's saying the same thing. Once it sticks out, he says, any pimple that sticks out claims the Shari Tshuva, don't go to the dermatologist, go to the internist. And therefore it's possible, even though it started from the outside. You know, but doctor, it started from the outside. It doesn't matter. Once it has affected you inside, it sticks out, you have to go to an internist, not a dermatologist. That's what he's saying. Very interesting answer. He says, what's Chazazis? Targa Mimilas Yalefes Shapirish Chazazon, as the Ramah says in Siftes. Yalefes is something which we look in, it's in Chumash, right? Ogorov Yalefes, it's a mum. It's a mum in Parshas Emma. We saw Vayikra already. No? Did we start? We're into Tzav already. So we're almost by Emma. So when you get to that, you'll see the word Yalefes, okay? Chizim Bechoros Tafemalaf Yalefes. Zu chazazis hamitzris, shemala fefes veolechas. It gets worse. Pirush Rashi, la fefes duvukabo k'demetagaminen vayechaber velofaf. You know, stuck. Inyan dibukbo lo shayech ale bedavah shugavoa k'tas. V'nira kilu davuk alav. Ava b'shavu l'estrup lo avi davuk ale mariacher. A whole lumbus. Davuk means if it's protrudes. If it's protrudes, then it's considered stuck onto. If it's under, it doesn't protrude, it's not stuck on, it's part of it itself. You wouldn't use the word chazazis to define it. That's the chiddush over here in the Shari Tshuva. It says the Bir Halacha like this. Ayin Eli Rabba, Shemi Agudu B'makom Sheshoch V'akotz and Gorba Chazazis V'nichem B'l Yash Shari Tshuva Shabu Gavoa Mishar Esrik V'loshen Ema Bid Dochel Lefi Zeh U'vivikur Yaakov Yishe V'pshitus Kevan Shachazazis U'mashen Nolad Ayde Ipush Apri. What is the word Ipush? How do you find Ipush? Decay, mold, something along those lines. Hey, betolshe, but mechubak, which says yontif perigim of the sukkah, imkain derechu, divimkom sheshochev ala kotzim, midlo sholet sham avir, shemisapish sham, vinolat sham chazazis, umizamaria good. It is internal. It's internal. You know why? Of course, it started off as an external cause, namely the coats, the thorn that it's lying under. Lying on top of, but because the thorn prevents air from getting in, and if air doesn't, it starts to mold, so it becomes internal. There's no rotting, there's no mold. Much better, a better pshat. We love the Bikur Yaakov's pshat. This is a gevaldig pshat. We like this pshat. It's a gevaldig pshat. It's a good pshat. Okay, so keep this pshat in mind. This pshat is an excellent pshat. Helps us out a lot. It's very helpful, this pshat. Very helpful. Very, very helpful. Wow. Very good. We like it. Okay. That's the case. So it should come out. Things should be kosher. It's much more of a cooler in our situation. So let me, bottom line, that's say for Oz Bahot at the end of the day, no. He's still afraid to be mekel. I don't know why. If the only time it's mutter, if you can get rid of that black dot, take it out. Without removing the klipa of the esrog. That proves, on both sides, it's only external. It's on top of the klipa. If you can remove it, it's on top of the klipa. And there's no psul mara of kushi.
People including the sheen or not including the sheen?
I think he means even including the sheen. That's been a tough deal. They take out these toothpicks. You ever see the guy? They take out a toothpick. They try to just get it off without passing it.
But it's common, these white dots?
Yeah. The bletach are common and the black dots are common. They're both common. Interesting. What will happen, Rabosai, in a situation where the pitten fell off at the early stage, where we're master that, and the glid on top, which we call this English word, what forms on top, or what do we want to use for it? Surface that forms on top. I'm not we used to wear a surface. Call it a surface. It forms on top. What happens, Rabbi Osai, if that looks black? Or close to black. The minigas to be make them. He quotes. And he wants to know why. Why? If you can't get rid of the black, even though it comes from the resus, which is a good according to the Alpha Lubavitch Rebbe, we mentioned before the minigas to be, it's to be machmir. So why are we make when it comes to the little glint on top? Eliel, tell me, only apostle is the klipa. We should say, if that's the case, Rabbi Osai, that the only time that a black spot is a problem, if it's on the yellow proper, not if it's on the glid, well then it shouldn't pass on a bletl either. Some say if it's a bletl, which is, you know, the little brownish line, and on top of that brownish line, light brown beige line, is a black spot on top. Black spot on top, Rabbi Osai, the meaning is to be machmir. He doesn't understand why it could be machmir, the black spot on top of the bletl, and make it the black spot on top of the glit on top. I also don't understand. I'm not an expert. I don't know. Fascinatingly, Rabbi Osai, in the Sefer Chidushim Ubiyu, excuse me, the Chaim Ubracha, I have that also on my desk, remind me to bring it, maybe to bring it tomorrow. The Chaim Ubracha says, you know what? If it is brown, but not a dark brown, no, it's coffee. Not all kinds of coffees in this world, but not that dark. It comes to Rabbi Osai. We saw before that the Gemara talks about it, comparing an estric to Dam Nida. Funny comparison. Yeah. But when it comes to Nida, the Gemara says Mesech Nida, Shachar is Adamu El Shalaka. That means it was red and it turned black. Okay? Red and turned black. Rabbi Osai, what happens if a woman sees a Nida sees a red, black? You have to be Machma, unless we assume it's dirt. What if she sees brown? The most common Mara in women that have to be passed brown. So it says in the Pirshei Tshuva, Matsasi Kosov, quote from the Sidrei Tara, Matsasi Kosov, it's brown like coffee, it's okay. Now I told you already, Matsasi Kosov, who was it really? Rav Yaivitz, Rav Yaakov Emden. And Rav Avadja spells it out, he's not afraid to write it explicitly. And the reason that the Sidrei Tara did not refer to him, because he started up with the Rav Yonis and Emshus, the famous Emshus Emden controversy of the 18th century, which was suffering from to this day. Rabbanim fight, the Balabatim have a sport. So Rabbanim should try very hard not to fight. Try our best. I don't know how far it's extent. I mean, each of these people were Gedolei Olam Mamash to call it Torah Kulam. And if some woman calls herself a rabbi, I don't know if it's included in this statement the Rabbanim should be fighting. I'm just saying, the word rabbi has been corrupted somewhat. Anyway, and it applies to non-Orthodox rabbi. I mean, the word rabbi, don't take the word rabbi literally. We'll say it this way. If Talmidei Chachamim should never fight. Oh, it's a much better way to say it. Okay? You have to qualify. Anyway, but putting that aside. So, there it says, so when I was a young Rav in my community, and people would show me Maris. As much as I learned it, I needed a hands-on approach. And in Riva, there was no Rav at the time. There was really basically nobody there. So I went to Rabbi Schwab, Zichrono Levracha, who's Rav Embroyers. And my shul, a lot of Yekis, then had connections to Rabbi Schwab. So he said, it's okay. So I came. So I showed him a couple of things. I kid you not, that's what he did. He went to the kitchen, took out a jar of coffee. I kid you not. Coffee, jar of coffee. Maybe pour a little bit on the table. I forgot if he did that or not. Tell me, this brown that you're showing me from this lady, is it darker than this coffee or not? I said, no, it's good. Maisa Shoy. We're not going to that because neither now, Rabbi Osai, it's not for now. But just tell you what happened. So the Chaim of Bracha says the same thing is true when it comes to an estric. Wow. An estric. No, wait a minute. Let's discuss this question further. Take a look at the Shari Tshuva, Sivkot and Chaf Aleph. We did Chaf Beis until now. Let's look at Chaf Aleph. Chaf Aleph. Rabbi Osai, it says in the Shulchan Aruch, Shari Tshuva Chaf Aleph, Tov Resh Mem Ches. It says in the Mechaber, Sifid Beis, Mechot Mo Ve'elech Tayna Mokom Shemaskal Zashaper HaPitma, Posel Chazazes V'chol Shinu Imare V'chol Shu. What do you mean, Chol Shinu Imare? What does it mean, Chol Shinu Imare? Says the Shari Shuvah Chaf Aleph, Ayin Bar Hetev. Look at the Bar Hetev Chaf Aleph. What does it say there? That's what it says. Nishtana L'mara Kosher, Ksheiriz Kosher, Ayin, yeah. Says the Pnei Aryeh, Osha Mesrogam Mitzuyim Etzlenu, Lefamim Nimsa V'mara Odom, Kedam Mamish, Shebiyarkusam Nevzhapchim El Ha'odom, Upamim Rabo Sha'odom Mispashla Pnei Rov, Shetach Esrog, O Achotmo, Umitchila Nata Livsobazet, Fishamara Zu, Loba Shamano Shemar Esrog, Nota El Ha'odom, for Shavela Lahakshir. What? Kosher. Why? Kevan She'elo Nuraya Mea Talmud Shezui Mara Posel. Afilu Nachlet Shushinu Mara Lagabe Yesuk. Shakosim Mosel Lachacham Mebein Posel Shachar V'lovan. Abel Odom. Kevan Shlo Eskirua Livso. Yeshnova Degam Mara Zehod Mikri. Kemo Shemetapuchim Mara Yofu. Vegam Kevan Shezu Derech Kedei Losan Regilin Lios Harbe Kemaris Esrek. He, v'lo gar me'osn chazazes shekorin mul shevi ramozal v'amachmir mafsid mamodon shal Yisrael. Taking Yiddish a gelt and throwing it out, maybe machmir. Wow, this is even what we call red. Even red. Wow, wow. Do we agree with this? Are you kidding? Look over here, I'm both saying the Chochma Shlom. Chochma Shlom. Take a look. Hinirisi b'shari tshuva shalagon maraz zal. Who's the maraz? Rav Zalman Magolius. Rav Ephraim Zalman Magolius, the base of Ephraim, he wrote the shari tshuva that we have. It's a collection of tshuvas that hadn't, you know, hadn't been collected for quite a few years before the, you know, the Magan Avraham and the Taz. Since then, there was no one collect. He collected it. Shem tshuvas pnei Aryeh. Shenot alahach shebemar odom. The daiti chas v'sholem lo makein. Hey, what's going on? The rabbis have very strong views. Why? Ki hein em eshemiloshen ashochan orch shebesif tazayin. Shenot kabulshonim hayeshocher olovim. Fulnokat odom mashma da odom kosher ach ein zeraya. Why? Chodom. The yesh tamo the nokat ken the revusa. The af b'shachar olavan im ein berubo kosher u'mikoshken adon. Av mavi b'miyut berubo u'mikot o b'koshu posel afilo adon. V'yaf hinem adafka shachar olavan v'lo adon. Mikom akom nire han adafka lamata. K'mo d'sham kaimalon siftes den aposel rak berubo b'gimel makomos. K'nami de kaimalon b'odom kosher bo. Av olamala mikot mad aposel koshu posel nami adon. Varayla Shachanach Sif Yabez to Nakabu Lashona to call Shinui Mariposabo. Melosha de Mashma to call Shinui Mariposal, call Shaino Mara Estrig. Well, we know that's an old Machlokes. That's an old Machlokes. An old Machlokes. An old Machlokes. Efshagam a Pneyari modem is there to the Mala Mechot the Posabo. Vashkaza Pneyari to the Tapuach Shiach Odem. Mother Riley Esuk, he was sure the Nikra Tapuch, he Mara Kosher. Retapuch, Dakal Yos Yorok, Ulukama Deus Yorok, Postle, we have green apples. For Gamma Re Chazina, the love of the Shocham Kane, and Baby Bukuma Komas Postle. After Komat, we met Eno Postle, Mekoma Gimma Komas Mexican Numer Postle. Hokinam and Lamala, Mechot, Mom Eno, Kimara Harogal Yos V Esrik, Postle, Tavik Numer Postle. Maybe Sefer Torah. He was going to say for Torah. What? Aflaman the Yama, the Mahani Avaras Kumas Halashem, Mikomakom become a Shemus Puzzle, Davikim and Numer. After Aksabif Neyatzma, Derech Lios Besefer Torah, Mikomakom, Emeno Shovel the Shah Aksab, Havikim and Numer, Kenachinami Esrik, Lamala Mikotmo, Komara Derech Enderech Esrik Lios Kach, Havikim and Numer Apostle. So the Mata Bishipua, begin a Makomas near the Apostle Mitam and Numer, against the Pnei Aryeh, Kenan Nogin. Kavanasenu l'shem shemayim V'yulu rats on the fun of Yisbarach Amen. Why is he saying that? Shouldn't be accused of being master of Mamashal Yisrael. There's an accusation level. You don't. It's from a raid when you give a chumrah. If I care, a chumrah you have to. When you give a kulah, Hashem should watch over us. Why should Hashem watch over for a chumrah? Because you're mafsin Mamashal Yisrael. He was accused by the Pnei Aryeh. Since he felt he had compelled to be machmir, that's what he said. Fascinating. What does the Bialocha say? Sifte Zayin, give a look. Sifte Zayin. Imu Shachar Olavan, yeah, but what about other colors? Says the Bialocha Im. Ein Chayodim Shekozav the Odom Umimara Esrik. No problem. But that's a prima godim, the other man mimus, who mar psula. Ababa kahina sumka, yeshloma the mar ksheri. We saw, you know, the Gemara talk about a hina sumka. When it oxidizes, it gets a little bit brownish, reddish, that's not considered to be a problem, Rabosai. This is a fascinating shaila. And with me so far? So we discuss some of these important topics. You have any questions? Yeah, please.
So when it comes to coffee, that color would be.
You know, it's very nice to be a machmir. It's very nice to be a makel, but it's one of those things which is sort of in between. I don't really know what to do.
And whoever says coffee means not like black coffee, meaning like there's like a certain amount of like. Coffee is in the color as opposed to
milk and sugar?
No. Okay, one more thing. That's the Magen Avraham, Sivkot and Chav Gimel. Almost out of time, but just a few more, one more little thing. Magen Avraham, Sivkot and Chav Gimel. Umaharil, let's remember, Hayorak is a problem. Umaharil Hayaposel Hayorak. The Shema Yishor Beoso Tseva. And I'm Ken Hiskalios Morakim Karkam. We spoke about this at significant length. Okay? Now, that's what Magen Avraham says. Now, what does that mean? It's very important to understand. The Maharil was Makil in certain situations. What situations was he making in? So I think let's take a look at the Mishnah Brewer Rabosai, Sivkotin Samachay. I'm going to show you this once before, but we'll turn to it again. Oh. It's on page Kufu Test, line 4. The Ain Liknos Estrogim. Elam Cain, Hischil, Rabosai, Hischil, Bemiktas, Lashuv Lamare Esrik. Hischil Bemiktas. What does that mean? Rabosai, I'm asking you the following question. What does the word Miktas mean? Is mixas mean qualitatively or quantitatively? Means it began, it's green and became closer to yellow? Or mixas means quantitatively, a little part of it is turning yellow. How'd you learn pshat? What does the word mixas mean? The word mixas has two meanings, right? It could be qualitative or quantitative. So the Magen Avraham quotes the Maharil, the lush of the Maharil. Is mixas means bekamus, quantitative. That means if part of the estric turned bright yellow, then it is okay. But what happens if it starts turning light green? The meaning is to be made clear too, because they translate the word mixas. Qualitatively, hischil b'miktas lush of the mar esrik. But the question is, according to the Sefer Oz Behodar, there's no source for this. You know what? It's mutter anyway. Misvara. Because what's the lumdus over here? What did the Mishnah Berurah say? Kevan shechozel mareya tkarach nigmar pirya. Right? If it starts changing, by definition, there is a gemar pri. There's a gemar pri. And it will turn, once it started turning into lighter green, it's going to certainly turn yellow at the end of the day. And we're working with an assumption, Rabbi Osai, even the machmirim, and I hold from the machmirim, I told you, that dark green is a psul mara be'etzim, that's only dark green. But we're assuming, I hope it's true, that a lighter green is not a psul mara be'etzim. We spoke with that, maybe we had a lushan before, efsher. I'm assuming that efsher. If that efsher is not right, we're really in trouble. I'm assuming that the efsher is right. Once it starts turning a yellowish green, that's not a mara posl. That's already considered to be a mara kosher. That's what we're assuming. Now, what about a green esrig beyond the first day? Beyond the first day. So, according to the Rambam, the Ritva, and the Ran, that's the psulis hadar. Then the machmirim, right? We had three big machmirim. That's why we didn't like the kula. Three machmirim hold the psul hadar. We saw it, beferish. But they also, those same three giants, what do they hold? Hadar only passes what? Day one. The Rambam, the Ritva, the Ran, all on the side of the laws will say, it only passes day one. Tosfos that holds that hold the passels beyond day one. Beyond day one. Yeah. They say it's not a chesaron of hodr. It's only a problem of Nogmar Pri. Nogmar Pri, once it starts changing a little bit, for sure there's a Gmar Pri. There's sure a Gmar Pri. Even though these two machloksim are not Hoba Hotalia, there's no logical Mimonimshah over here. They're two separate questions. One's a question in general, whether Hadar applies past day one. Another question is whether we apply the principle of Hadar to green or lack of Gemara Pri to green. Two separate machloikasim, nonetheless, we're not required to follow the chumras of anybody. Why? The lesser Laman the posel, there's no Rishon to withhold this puzzle. For Koshken, the Natilas Shayamim, the Rabbanim, the Alma, therefore we have a right to be more maker. Follow me? Because it's not illogical in the Manashach, but there's no Rishon who asks him to the Rabbanim, we can be maker. Fine. Our last point. What happens if it's Menumar, Bimare, Yorik, Kikarsi? If you hold it to a Mara Apostle or a Bosai, you have a big problem. With me? It's a big problem. And I do hold it. I held that way. I told you. I'm not convinced. Even though we had a long discussion whether the Mishkan is Yaakov is correct, we had a lot of Mekilim, but still I'm nervous. Shavu Daraisa. So if it's speckled with dark green, it's a serious, serious problem. Even the other days. There were those who apostle manumer, even Maris Ksherim, as we saw. Now, those who are Mekel, and they consider that Maris, which are not kosher, because of the chesaron of Gemara Pri, it would be less of a problem. If it's an issue of Hadar, it would be more of a problem. This is a serious issue, Rabbi Osai. We have to contemplate year in and year out. Because there are such a slogan that they're speckled with green. If you don't accept these slogan, you want an esrog which is totally yellow, you have a problem. The problem is, most of the slogan that are totally yellow have a chashash of what? Murkov. Now, Murkov is a whole new topic. Let's just begin it for 2 minutes just to give a taste of it. It's the same as we've caught in Mishnah Berurah. Samachay. Just 2 minutes. Esrog HaMurkov. Hiskima Apostle Mishu Apostle. Why? The best reason. Lo mikri esra klal. Toyotor of Moshe Soloveitchik, they shall show me a shulchan aruch where it's esrik as possible. A mugav as possible. To the first word, esrik. As the Mishnah Berurah is saying over here, elo mikri esrik klal. It's not called an esrik. Finished. He quotes on the side here in the Medrash from the Chazon Ish in Kelayim. The mitzvah kibal nami avoseinu shepri etzadar akosav b'toru esrik dafkalo amurkov. Finished. There are other reasons why they passed it. The Levush says because they didn't have aver with it. Isa Kalayim. The Taz says it's chaser because the part of lemon is considered if it doesn't exist. Fascinating. I beyond the first day. Well, maybe the majority is from a lemon. Then he quotes the Heshem Moshe, the Big Day Yesha. Is a lemon there? It's Bal Tosif. Huh? Priyachad not Shnayim. Wow! And the Kapis Tamarim says it's the most important. Hamurkov Ein Tam Eitzu Upirio Shovim. This is the most important of all the sources. Aside from those who say it's not an Esrog at all, the Kapis Tamarim is also saying it's not an Esrog at all. But it just says, instead of just Stam backing the table, say it's not an Esrog at all, he goes back to the Gemara. Because the Gemara said, what's an esrik? Tam eitzu period shove. And it does not, it's not true when it comes to a murkav. Now, is that really so? You know, a murkav today could be 63 parts esrik and one part lemon. Say? Five generations ago, someone threw it a lemon with the esrik. But ever since then, you know, they mix the esrog is mixed with more esrog, more esrog, more esrog, more esrog. So it's only one little fraction that's still. Some I saw in one of the svarim. Can you test an esrog with DNA? That's a fascinating shot. I assume they have that. They have some. There's one good esrog somewhere in the world. Check its DNA, and then check to see if the DNA of this esrog is the same or not. I wouldn't have believed it. I took two Sfarad Lari about Esther. One from Eretz Yisrael. I thought they'd be, you know, more scientific. And one from America, Williamsburg somewhere. There's the one being brings up DNA. Sounds crazy, no? DNA for an Esther. Well, our time is up. So tomorrow, how are you with the Ramah Kovas? Not finished yet, are you? Not yet. So maybe either Tuesday or Wednesday, tell me which day. That's going to go till Pesach, straight. With the next Marma Kofashi. Try to get to that Toyota Lama test. We'll do the best we can. And the Murug may get in our way. Depends how much we go into Murug. May I say Murug for the end? That's a better idea, because otherwise we're not going to get to. So Murug is a second, sort of a separate topic. Oh, we'll see. We'll play it by ear. Good.